Thank you. You've just enjoyed a Russian traditional dance performed by the Russia Art Group during the opening ceremony of Hue Festival on June 5, 2010. Since its inception, this spectacular event, held biannually in the ancient capital of Hue, Central Aulac, or Vietnam, has attracted millions of visitors with its uplifting spirit of honoring cross-cultural artistic traditions around the world.
A journey through aesthetic realms, music and poetry is the gentle voice of the soul, filled with love and devotion in all circumstances of upheavals and suffering. Poetry and music, as well as love and spirituality, are the melodies from a heart of compassion, resonating earnest benevolence within the universe, between upliftment and submergence, between immensity and confinement, between ignorance and enlightenment. Poetry and music are forever the genuine voice of an open heart, bringing humanity beyond a realm of ambiguity to elevate longing souls and cultivate the noble spiritual values of human beings. We now invite you to immerse in the stream of sounds in a journey through aesthetic realms, through the poems and music by Supreme Master Ching Hai and esteemed artists.
Jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy is rich and your mama is pretty. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. Summertime when the living is easy. This is a jumping and the cotton's high. Your daddy is rich and your mama is pretty. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Summertime, with idyllic ambiance and leisurely moments, is ever unforgettable as a well-loved and glorious season. Basked in the ease and simplicity of this abundantly happy time, life in its sweet perfection and beauty is a treasured gift for all.
Summertime, when the living is easy, fish is a jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy is rich and your mama is pretty. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. Summertime when the living is easy. This is a jumping and the cotton's high. your daddy is rich and your mama is pretty. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
So you want to go to a real party?
With that coy invitation from Jack, Leonardo DiCaprio's character in the blockbuster hit Titanic, movie audiences worldwide were introduced to Gaelic Storm, the steerage band entertaining in full Irish flair the passengers of the Titanic. In addition, Gaelic Storm's music has been used for the HBO special The Making of Titanic. A documentary of the band Gaelic Storm itself has aired on a number of occasions on Cinemax. Since their meteoric rise to fame over a decade ago, Gaelic Storm has recorded 8 highly popular albums which have reached the top of the Billboard World Album Chart. With each new album released, the group gains more loyal and enthusiastic fans. Playing a wide assortment of instruments such as Irish bagpipes, Celtic fiddle, African drums, Cajun-style accordions and fiddle, Gaelic Storm continues to tour widely. The group has made innumerable television appearances on a variety of shows. In addition, their sold-out concerts have enabled millions to hear them in person. Currently, they are among the most sought-after Irish world music performing artists. The band is famous for its spirited instrumentals, which can be heard on the Samurai set from the 2008 What's the Rumpus album. In August 2010, the acclaimed band released their latest CD called Cabbage. This very popular album debuted at number 1 on iTunes World Chart and also reached number 1 on Billboard World Chart. Let's listen to the lovely tune Northern Lights from this album.
Let's go out just one more time to that old place on the shore. Down the lanes of this harbor town, like so many times before. There's so much you've done for me, so much I've asked of you. But when I'm gone, there's one more thing, please promise me I'll do. Every day you sing a song to help me to sail along.
Gaelic Storm gives more than 125 live performances each year. Often they exceed previous attendance and sale of merchandise records. They have been the top group at the world's biggest Celtic festivals. The band has also been guest performer at concerts with renowned musicians such as Lyle Lovett, Gavin DeGraw, and Emmylou Harris. Gaelic Storm has been the star performing act at the Milwaukee Irish Fest in the United States, described as the grandest Irish festival on the globe, for the past 6 years with about 15,000 audience members at each performance. This was despite the festival's previous practice of not inviting groups for consecutive years. In 2008, Gaelic Storm toured Australia, starting their performances at the National Celtic Festival near Melbourne. In 1998, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association organized a benefit concert for two children's charities, the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and the Starlight Children's Foundation. One World of Peace Through Music was held at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, USA, on the evening of December 18th. Academy and Emmy Award-winning artists such as Mr. Bill Conti and Mr. Fred Carlin premiered orchestral pieces that had been composed from Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry. Other wonderful performers also presented enthralling musical entertainment. Gaelic Storm was one of them, offering their unique and vibrant music for the 6,000-plus audience to enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about another round of applause for Supreme Master Qinghai? Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to sing a song. It's a children's song from the north of Ireland, a place called Belfast. So it's called I'll Tell Me Ma.
We'd like to dedicate this song to Supreme Master Qinghai for all the good that she's doing for the children through the Starlight Foundation with this event tonight. So on that note, I'll tell me ma.
Soon after the concert at a dinner gathering, they presented Supreme Master Qinghai with a Gaelic Storm CD and t-shirt as a token of friendship. Supreme Master Qinghai also gave the newly-wedded couple each an SM celestial ring, designed by herself. Much amazed and touched by her kind gesture, they penned thank you cards after the special dinner.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, we want to thank you so much for your generous gift to us. We were extremely delighted to receive it and are overwhelmed by your kindness to the two of us and to Gaelic Storm as well. The concert was an amazing event, and we thoroughly enjoyed ourselves during the performances and the lovely reception afterwards. And the highlight, of course, was the chance to meet you and speak together for a few moments. Thank you again so much. Carrie Noonan and Steve Waymeyer.
Stephen Waymeyer reserved some time from the band's busy touring schedule to express his thoughts about the concert One World of Peace Through Music in 1998, as well as to send his best regards to Supreme Master Qinghai. Following is the interview with Stephen Waymeyer of Gaelic Storm fame on October 16, 2000. He first related the spontaneous way in which the band had formed.
Several of us from all parts of the world, one member from Ireland, one from London, England, one from Coventry, England, myself from New York, and another woman from Zambia, Africa, actually found our way to Los Angeles for various reasons, and we all washed up on the shores of Santa Monica and soon met one another in various places around LA. We discovered a mutual love for Irish music and basically had no intentions initially of becoming a professional musical group. We were just friends who got together every now and again and started playing down on the beach in Santa Monica.
Let's listen to a song, The Leaving of Liverpool, a folk song which expresses the deep emotions of an Irishman leaving his home for another land.
Well, fare thee well to Prince's Land and stage Mersey River, fare thee well. Well, I am bound for California, yeah, but I know that I'll return someday. So, but fare thee well, my own true love, when I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my Ireland when I think of thee. Of Liverpool that grieves me.
Not long after that, we were noticed by a casting director who booked us as the steerage band in the movie Titanic. And so that really was...
That was like your first big...
That was our big break, yeah. We got together in March of 1996, and we were hired to do Titanic in June of 96. So it happened like lightning.
Did you know that Titanic was going to be such a monster hit?
We didn't have the first idea of how big it was going to be. Now, we knew, having heard that James Cameron was directing, we knew, okay, this is going to be big. We'd seen in some of his other efforts. So we knew that there was going to be, it was going to be a pretty big production, at least initially, but we had no idea that it was going to capture the hearts of so many people.
What was it like working with James Cameron?
He was wonderful to us. He was so charming. He took really good care of us. He was very relaxed on set, a really wonderful man, and it was really inspiring for the time that we were down there, being in the presence of somebody with that kind of artistic integrity, who believed so strongly in this piece of art that he was creating and was willing to get behind it 110% and give it every effort that a human being could possibly give.
So what's happened since then, since Titanic?
Wow, we've been all over the world, so we've really had quite an adventure since Titanic.
Let's enjoy The Farmer's Frolic, a rousing instrumental piece by Gaelic Storm from their self-titled album.
So you were part of the magical event, One World of Peace Through Music.
Absolutely. That was one of our proudest moments, I think. Again, remember, we'd only really been together for a short time, and we'd only been touring for about a year when that came about, and actually less than a year. And there we were, being asked to perform at the Shrine Auditorium, which for anybody living in Los Angeles, or anybody who has seen the Grammys or the Oscars on TV, the Shrine Auditorium is the place. And there we were, finding ourselves on December 18th, plunked right down on stage at the Shrine Auditorium. And not only was it this wonderful environment in which to play, but it was an incredible event in its own right. I think it was all that much more exciting to be involved with a charity event of that magnitude. And it was really about doing something really, really good. and I think it was wonderful to be involved, and again to share the stage with musicians and composers of the caliber, Beach Boys, Bill Conti. It was magical, and then of course to meet Supreme Master Ching Hai was just the icing on the cake. That was just wonderful.
How did you feel about Supreme Master's music and poetry put to music by these great?
It was remarkable. There we were, backstage listening to this incredible music unfold, getting a chance to hear Supreme Master's poetry was remarkable. And it was, again, I think it was really striking to us to be involved with someone who had that kind of artistic integrity that I mentioned, but also had this deep, very powerful message and was able to get behind it artistically as well. So it was a beautiful presentation of a really beautiful sentiment and really beautiful ideas, and it was great to be involved with something like that. Participating in an event like One World of Peace through music kind of opened our eyes to the possibilities that music has as a universal language. I think it's something that we all believed in personally, because certainly it's something that brought us together from the four corners of the globe and gave us a common language that we could work with just as a band. But being able to be involved in an event like that where you really start to think about music as this force for change and a force for peace, something that can bring people together and unite them as a common force for good. It's a shame that we live in a world where that's not already a given reality, where this is something that we have to work towards, but I think it's something that we're all willing to work towards. And certainly, as I say, we've discovered that our music makes us all laugh. It brings us together, you know, in our own way, to celebrate together, to have a good time together, to forget about some of the cares and stresses of the world. And if that's something that we can help other people experience, I think we'll have done our job as musicians.
That's what it does. And you actually got a chance to meet Supreme Master at the VIP reception.
I did. That was really wonderful. My wife and I were just honored to have been invited, first of all. And we walked around and we looked at Supreme Master's other artistic endeavors, her painting, her jewelry, clothing designs. We had no idea we were going to be introduced to her. But it was very touching to be able to meet her in person, and she was wonderful. She was very, very open and very friendly and very gracious. And you know, we had seen her be escorted in to the theater and had no idea that we'd actually be able to meet someone like this face to face. But it was a wonderful moment.
You were invited to a dinner before the
we did.
Concert,
that was,
right? What was that like?
That was really special. We got a chance to meet her one on one. Carrie and I did, and that was just magical, because initially we thought of her as someone who we might meet in passing or have a chance to say thank you to on stage. But to be able to sit down and eat with her and listen to her stories, I mean, a woman who has the courage of her convictions and has had so much life experience and can really talk about her experiences in such a dramatic and such a touching way. It's great to be able to spend time with someone like that. And certainly, you know, the music that we play is all about narrative. It's all about storytelling. We go around the world and we collect good stories, and we like to share those stories with every audience. But here we were able to sit back and actually listen to someone who could tell stories that were well beyond our experience at the time, and really share them in a way that really, I think, touched us as an audience. It was wonderful.
So I think she shared her secret for Vietnamese coffee.
Yes, she did tell me how to make Vietnamese coffee, which has become a passion of mine ever since then, and I am grateful. I'm grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for a great many things, but especially for the coffee. Aww.
And I see that you're wearing the beautiful ring.
Oh, yeah. This was one of her designs, which she graciously and so sweetly gave to me, which was it was really wonderful. And it's a touching reminder of the time that we had a chance to share with her.
As we were talking earlier, and you were telling me how you love world religions, and tell me more about that, your studies.
Well, in addition to being a musician, I'm also a grad student at UCLA in the folklore and mythology program. And my area of interest is religious belief and the way human beings of varying cultures deal with the religious impulse. And the impulse to try to touch something greater than human experience is universal, and it's as basic as breath. So that was another reason that our opportunity to meet and talk with Supreme Master Ching Hai was so exciting, because here I had the opportunity to speak to a world religious leader, someone who can...
Yes.
But what was, I think, amazing was, for me at any rate, was the depth of her humanity. The fact that this is not someone who is trying to be removed from human experience. This is not someone who's trying to be distant and separate. We sat down and we talked about coffee. And, you know, we're able to share a meal together. And it was wonderful approaching her on that level. And, you know, getting a chance to speak to a fellow artist, someone who could talk about songwriting and talk about composing and talk about coffee and basic human experiences and emotions.
Steve Waymire discussed his happiness at being part of the One World of Peace Through Music benefit concert and how it reaffirmed his belief in the vast potential of music to help others.
I think that the thing that really struck us was how diverse the art that was being expressed on stage was, from Supreme Master's poetry to the movie scores that we heard to Beach Boys presentation. That was a real dream for me. The first concert I'd ever been to as a kid was a Beach Boys concert. I grew up in a very small town in Buffalo, New York, and big bands never came to this little town near Buffalo that I lived in. And the Beach Boys came to our little park and did a show there one summer, and that was the first concert I ever attended. And I was blown away. And so here I was, years later, on the same stage with some of the members of the original Beach Boys. That was magical. Everybody came together, and we were able to focus our artistic presentations on a common goal and help make the world a little brighter for some children who were suffering. And I think that's something really, it was wonderful to get behind that. It was an honor to be included in that project. And I think it reminds us of just how much good you can do with music and with this kind of performing art.
We would like to conclude today's program by sharing a heartfelt letter written by the delightful and talented couple, both of whom, since their joyful meeting with Supreme Master Ching Hai, have received their PhDs and moved onward in their careers.
Dear Master Ching Hai, we cannot thank you enough for the wonderful dinner we shared with you. The food was excellent, and it was a pleasure to spend the evening talking and visiting with you. And words cannot express our amazement at your generosity, giving us those beautiful rings. We love them and wear them often, and always think of you when we do. You've been very good to us. Steve makes Vietnamese coffee now almost every morning. He really loves it. How great that we were able to learn how to do it and receive all the implements during our special evening with you. We are both busy right now, Carrie studying for her PhD exams and Steve rehearsing, performing, and preparing for their next CD. But whenever we wear our rings or smell the coffee, we think of you and hope you are doing well as you travel around the country and around the world. With much gratitude, Carrie and Steve Waymire.
I just want to say, Supreme Master Ching Hai, you are fondly remembered, certainly by myself and my wife, and also by the rest of the band, and thank you for the work that you're doing, and I think it's a wonderful thing.
air, you have listened to Summertime, with vocals by Supreme Master Ching Hai, music by George Gershwin, and lyrics by DuBose Hayward. Next, we heard the Samurai set music by Gaelic Storm from their What's the Rumpus album. After this, we heard a song excerpt from Northern Lights, with music, lyrics, vocals by Gaelic Storm from their Cabbage album. We also had the pleasure of listening to I'll Tell Me Ma, a children's song from Northern Ireland. It was arranged by Gaelic Storm and performed at One World of Peace Through Music benefit concert in Shrine Auditorium, Los Angeles, California, USA in December 1998. Next, we enjoyed The Leaving of Liverpool, a folk song performed by the Gaelic Storm on their album Gaelic Storm. Lastly, we heard A Farmer's Frolic, an instrumental piece by Gaelic Storm, also from the album Gaelic Storm. An interview with the gifted Stephen Waymire, band co-founder, was featured. Our genuine appreciation, Dr. Stephen Waymire, for sharing your experiences and insights with us. Our very best wishes to Gaelic Storm and band members past and present. May you thrive in health and happiness and continue bringing much joy into people's lives through your incredible talents. God bless you.
Summertime, when the living is easy, fishes are jumping and the curtains rise. Your daddy's rich and your mama is pretty. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. Summertime, when the living is easy, fishes are jumping and the curtains rise. Your daddy's rich and your mama is pretty. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Gracious viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us on a journey through aesthetic realms, music, and poetry. May celestial melodies elevate your spirit. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Coming up is Vegetarian Elite. We'll see you again.
Summertime, when the living is easy, fishes are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama is pretty. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. Summertime, when the living is easy, fishes are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama is pretty. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Phải chăng vì mến cảnh thấy cung tạt vào. Dạ, lạy bà con tìm thuốc để cứu chữa mẹ già. Nay lạc trốn cung tiên, bao huy hoàng sáng lạc. Lòng tiên Nga bác ái, cứu vớt kẻ khốn cùng.
Nhân mùa Trung thu năm nay, kính mời quý vị đón xem trên truyền hình Vô Thượng Sư chương trình thơ nhạc tình yêu và tâm linh vào thứ Bảy ngày 18 tháng 9 năm 2010, vở thi ca nhạc kịch Bé Tâm và Thỏ Ngọc, một câu chuyện thần tiên về tấm lòng từ ái và hiếu thảo do nhạc sĩ Phạm Đình Chương sáng tác vào thập niên 1940, được truyền hình Vô Thượng Sư dàn dựng lại gần đây qua phần trình diễn của các nghệ sĩ trong nhà hát chèo Đoàn ca múa trẻ Hà Nội, Âu Lạc, Việt Nam.
Dạ, em là Lư Bách Hợp ạ. Em xin gửi lời chào đến ngài Thanh Hải Vô Lượng Sư. Em xin cảm ơn ngài vì đã viết ra được cái kịch bản này để cho em có cơ hội được đóng và được hiểu rõ thêm về những loài động vật ạ. Và em xin kính chúc ngài sức khỏe.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/mp.